From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were productive after pledging to take irreversible steps to end his country's nuclear program.
We had an extensive conversation on the hardest issues that face our two countries. I had a clear mission statement from President Trump. When I left there, Kim Jong-un understood the mission exactly as I've described it today. And he agreed that he was prepared to talk about that and to lay out a map that would help us achieve that objective. Only time will tell if we can get that done.
Pompeo, whose trip a month ago was to set the stage for a possible meeting between Mr. Kim and President Donald Trump, also said he brought up the plight of three detained Americans. Friday, the North Korean leader and his South Korean counterpart, President Moon Jae-in, pledged complete denuclearization. South Korean officials said the North also plans to invite experts and journalists from the U.S. and South Korea to watch the country shut down a nuclear test site. On denuclearization, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's a precedent the North could follow.
I think we're looking at the Libya model of 2003-2004. We're also looking at what North Korea itself has committed to previously. And most importantly, I think going back over a quarter of a century to the 1992 joint North-South denuclearization agreement, where North Korea committed to give up nuclear weapons and committed to give up uranium enrichment and plutonium reprocessing.
China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi is set to visit North Korea later this week. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is to meet his American counterpart Donald Trump at the White House Monday. The meeting is expected to deal with the Boko Haram insurgency as well as the Nigerian-U.S. strategic partnership, including economic growth. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Pompeo confirmed to his post just Thursday, made his first official trip to Saudi Arabia and Israel, and expressed concern over Iran's destabilizing and malign activities in the region.
Strong cooperation with close allies like you is critical to our efforts to counter Iran's destabilizing and malign activity throughout the Middle East, and indeed throughout the world. We remain deeply concerned about Iran's dangerous escalation of threats to Israel and the region, and Iran's ambition to dominate the Middle East remains.
Pompeo's comments made Sunday in Tel Aviv alongside Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
If people thought that Iran's aggression would be moderated as a result of signing the deal, the opposite has happened. And Iran is trying to gobble up one country after the other.
Pompeo's trip to the region took place as President Trump considers whether to reimpose sanctions on Tehran, waived in an international nuclear deal reached in 2015, which would effectively pull the U.S. out of that agreement. Syrian state television late Sunday said rockets struck several military bases in Hama and Aleppo in what is called a new aggression by Syria's enemies. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Iranian elements were stationed at two of the targeted areas. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed Syrian rebels said they expelled Russian-backed pro-government forces that briefly took control of a string of villages east of the Euphrates River near Iraq's border. Early this year, U.S. airstrikes killed and wounded hundreds of pro-government forces, including Russian paramilitary contractors advancing near the city of Deir ez-Zor. Diplomats from the U.N. Security Council scheduled to meet the de facto leader of Myanmar, also known as Burma, Monday. Sunday, they met members of the Muslim Rohingya refugees who fled a security crackdown to Bangladesh. They told of atrocities, including killing, rape, and arson. Karen Pierce is a British diplomat.
It's a combination of enormous distress and sympathy for what those poor women and those poor children have been through and are still going through.
Bangladesh offers shelters for some nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims who fled Myanmar's western Rakhine state last year. In Armenia, more protests Sunday. Supporters of opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan rallied in the capital Yerevan, seeking to become the country's prime minister after mass protests forced Serge Sarkisian to resign his post last week. The former president had been accused of trying to cling to power. As U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum are set to go into effect Tuesday, the leaders of Germany, France, and Britain in a phone conversation Sunday vowed to react with efficiency and speed. Key U.S. allies have been seeking exemptions from the tariffs designed to discourage dumping that threatens both American industries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.